This example is analogous to the second reference example we saw on slide 3. It shows that we can also return multiple return values from a function using pointers instead of references. Suppose that we require a function called getMousePosts, which needs to return the x and y coordinates of the mouse position relative to the screen. Such a function is obviously useful when you need a game to react to mouse input. This program illustrates how to implement this function so that it can return two parameters. Note that, for illustration purposes, we return random numbers for the mouse's x and y coordinates, since we don't know yet how to actually get the current mouse position. From the output, we verify that getMousePosts did indeed modify both x and y, thereby returning more than one value. So how does it work? When we call a function with parameters, C++ does its normal thing. That is, it copies the argument value to the parameter. But in this case, the argument value is a memory address, so it copies the address of x and the address of y into out x and out y, respectively. What does this mean? It means the parameters out x and out y now point to the variables x and y. And from what we studied previously, given a pointer to a variable, we can access that variable. Thus, we can modify x and y from inside the function. The attached figure shows the relationship between x and y and out x and out y visually, where the parameters out x and out y point to the variables x and y, respectively. In this way, we can modify multiple outside variables from inside a function, thereby returning multiple return values through these pointer parameters.